The smell of seafood is strong at KIC's cafeteria as elders eat lunch together and visit. A big topic of conversation is how much they all like the food that day. Murphy James is inspired to stand up and give a little speech.
I'm going to thank the cooks and the helpers that served this food to us. This wonderful lunch is really great. I'm really happy to have eaten it and take part of it.
Dan Dodson is the new chef for KIC's lunch program. He's not native, but his wife is. She taught him the traditions, and now he's using that knowledge in the tribe's kitchen.
Today we're having steamed smoked salmon over steamed potatoes, bouillon grease. We have a beech asparagus salad and herring eggs, steamed herring eggs on kelp. It's one of their favorite meals.
And whenever possible, the ingredients are collected in the traditional manner.
We collect herring eggs on branches and kelp and that sort of thing, yeah. And we prepare them and freeze them and then use them, vacuum pack them and use them throughout the year. Then we get our bouillon grease once a year from the grease man that comes up from Canada.
Bouillon is a small, extremely oily fish, and it's an important traditional food. A nearby bouillon fishery has been closed for many years because not enough of the fish have returned to make it viable. That's why Dodson relies on the Canadian grease man. Just a warning for those who aren't familiar with it, bouillon grease is not for the faint of heart.
Would you like to smell it?
Yeah, actually I would. Should I follow you?
Okay, this is what it looks like.
All right, can you describe that for me?
This grease is made from ripened bouillons. They're put into a vat and let to ripen for a few days. Then they go through a boiling process, and it's processed like three or four times to remove the bones and different things, and then what you end up is with the finished product. Would you like to smell it?
All right, hold on. Oh!
And it's a very acquired taste.
I haven't quite acquired the taste for it, but if someone grows up with it and the other items on the menu, they have this response.
This is a real good food, and us Indians need to eat more like this. It's healthier for us, and from a physiological and psychological standpoint, it's excellent. We would live longer and happier and healthier if we ate more like this.
That was Rudy James. Here's more praise from Phyllis Almquist.
I am a Haida Indian, full blood, and I'm possibly the oldest person in this room.
Oh, wow, how old
are
you?
I will be 89 in a couple weeks here, about 10 days, and I've been coming to the lunches here since they opened. And I must say this today is one of the most healthful lunches I've had for a long time, and I really appreciate what the people did here and the people who contributed to the meal.
While she was talking, her friend Jane Smith joined us and added that it's becoming more difficult to gather traditional food, partly because people are too busy with their jobs and partly because the ingredients are not as easy to find.
It takes a lot of time to go get it, and you have to go further and further away from the town to get it where it's pure. And it's getting worse, and it's going to get worse. With the mind coming in. Oh boy, I don't know where we're gonna go to get our food that's all clean and pure.
Almquist agreed and said she believes that wastewater from cruise ships also might be affecting the wildlife. She talked about the traditional foods that she ate while growing up in Heidelberg, her home village located on Prince of Wales Island.
A lot of seafood. We grow our own potatoes, carrots, and we pick the spring, like the wild asparagus. And there was one we called goose tongue. And we had smoked salmon at the time of the year, usually smoked sockeye.
As elders boxed up leftovers to take home, Chef Dodson made plans for future traditional food Fridays. Smoked black cod, for example, and gumboots, a kind of chitin that he'd like to serve as an appetizer. His customers are ready to enjoy it, too. Several agreed that the lunch reminded them of a holiday meal.
It always tastes better when you're with friends and family, too.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
You know, it's not something you sit at home and eat by yourself. It always tastes better in a group.
Reporting in Ketchikan, I'm Layla Carey.